R-A-U-H, Rauch, out of Milwaukee. Let's take a look at those word samples, please, Karen.
Great. Thank you, Dale.
Thanks.
Black in Jewish music, such as I am, I'm a black Jew. And one of the pieces on there was a prayer for the people.
One, two, all right, we're good.
There's another one.
Do you want to see the other one too?
Okay, I remember.
We're fine. Thank you.
Everything all right down there?
Yep, we're good.
Awesome. First reader, Marielle.
So they are in Milwaukee. They're seeking $6,000 to create or to mount a production of Grundebar. The mission of this organization is to create arts rooted in Jewish values, and goodness knows this is an exemplary reflection of that. I actually didn't know the opera, and so I Googled it, and it has got an amazing and kind of horrifying story to it, and a beautiful one too. And it seems like a totally appropriate thing to be doing, and it can have as many layers as you could want it to have in Milwaukee at this point in time. The gentleman that you saw there is going to be the lead singer. He's an African-American Jew from Milwaukee, professionally trained, coming back to be kind of the lead artist as well as the artist coach for the kids to be involved, and there will be a lot of kids involved. They'll be auditioned and selected from all over the city, and then the performance itself will take place, but there'll be excerpts and study guides that will be both in certain four specifically identified underserved schools in Milwaukee as well as senior facilities. It was done 15 years ago in Milwaukee by some of the same people, and they'll be applying what they say they learned from that show to this one. If you look at the work that they've done in the arts in Milwaukee, it's been really impressive, from music series to festivals. I thought the video was outstanding. It seems to be a group that when they say they're going to do something, they do it well. It's very well organized. The key elements, including an NEA grant, are in place. Some of the organizations they're going to be working with are the Holocaust Education Center, Jewish Family Services, the Jewish Home, and poor schools that they explicitly identified. And the collaborations they're looking into are with First Stage and the Youth Symphony, but they've already got pieces in place, like musicians from the Milwaukee Symphony, the gentleman who's going to be conducting the orchestra and so forth. And the orchestra will be not only some people from the Milwaukee Symphony, but also some youth from the big audition. So it's going to be a mixed bag of musicians, which I think is exciting. The goal is really clear: to help raise consciousness of the Holocaust, the horrors of bullying. And they say that what they're trying to do is nurture an understanding of the Jewish perspective by non-Jews, as well as bring the Jewish community together and clearly produce an outstanding show. The only thing that, you know, I always go, when support letters are all kind of the same, which this was, but I really don't doubt that the partnerships are secured. It's clearly they've got all the pieces in place. So I thought this was a really extraordinary proposal of an event that I want to come back to Wisconsin and go to.
Well, Mary, I'll join you.
All right, should we get tickets together?
I think everybody should pull up this and watch it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really, really good one. I like that they have a free transportation for disabled and, you know, special attention at the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center for the disabled. The narrative was lengthy, but it was really well written, and it addressed all the bullet points, so it was, you know, it was easy to read because of that. I thought the samples were extremely, extremely strong. I also liked that they knew that they were weak in their evaluation and were addressing that. And otherwise, I agree with everything you said.
Thank you. Other comments?
I really like how they are adding the education factor to the theater production itself, how they're getting students involved with every aspect of the production, whether it be from having the youth symphony orchestra to having students be a part of the set design and being a part of the cast. I really find that to be an important of this application. I want to see this.
So should we all go together?
Yes, we'll just meet there.
All right. Sarah, will you join us?
Let me share my comments first. Just curious why this didn't go in arts education, just for my learning, too.
I think that because they've gone beyond just focusing on the students and the K-12 experience.
The organizational part. Just because it seems very located in the school system.
Yeah.
Okay. The lead artist is a very compelling performer for sure to me, and holds a cultural complexity in his representation that I think is really useful to talk about in Milwaukee particularly. I just still have a concern, that it's a classic theater work, and I don't see any negotiation of how to bring that into a local artist's voice and translation. It just seems like they're literally recreating the existing work. Which, happens in such a high proportion of performance venues in Milwaukee that's more for me just probably the concern that I'd rather see them do something to kind of revamp it into a Milwaukee context. And maybe that's there and they just weren't describing that as clearly as possible. So it's not a comment so much on what the quality of the classic work is, as much as that, I think for me, this is one of the few grants that actually does exist for new production or, again, translation of existing works. And so I just like to see them think that through. So maybe, again, it's just something to think about while they're building, too.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, as you said, that one of the things that they mentioned in there that the show could raise questions about bullying within the schools, maybe that would be something that we could suggest to them. Mm-hmm. And maybe they've got it in mind, and it's just not explicit here, that could be part of the educational materials, is that it wouldn't only be a study of the Holocaust and what that all meant, but it's sort of how you can apply it to contemporary community relations, neighbor relations, kid relations.
When I work with America's Black Holocaust Museum in Milwaukee, and to me that would be a natural partnership to potentially explore, is to realize Holocaust isn't just specifically to a Jewish context, but actually can be used broader.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities there, is the point. To look at.
So just a suggestion that they notice and seize them, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.